Let's get down to business, taking a look at Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 96 to close at 20,269. It's a record high close for the Dow Jones Industrial Average again. Hit a record high yesterday. Anything higher today? There you go. Money Radio staff is gathering in the control room. The Money Radio Symphonic Orchestra plays the celebratory theme. This was another record day as well for the S&P 500, up 8 at 2,316. NASDAQ Composite up 18 at 5,734. Even the Russell joined in, up 10 at 1,388. Record highs all around. Money Radio staff is gathering in the control room. There is a glass between me and them. Today we have participating Wes, Doreen, Marcus, Sandrina, Kevin. And look at this crowd coming in. Look at this. We got The Rock. We got Mnuch. We got K-Ray. We got the coach. Man, oh man. Sports guys are hanging out around the studio, let me tell you. And we got some good ones, too. Oh, and look, we have Jason and Jason, the two twins from the Millennial Club. Oh, and look at this, Mark Asher joining us from Business for Breakfast. Hey, Mark, where's Ken Morgan? Yes, I know, it's after his bedtime, but... Well, everybody's lighting candles. Doreen is in charge of the candle lighting in there. It's a packed house today. I am impressed. Everybody, once you've got your candles lit, let me know. Candles are lit. All right, who's leading the procession today? Mark Asher. Sure, why not? All right, Mark. And there they go, marching down the hallway to the Money Radio Bistro, where they will find a lovely selection of Girl Scout cookies once again. And yes, I'm paying for them. S'mores, Thin Mints, Savannah Smiles, the peanut butter thingies. I don't know what you call them. Whatever. Enjoy. Record highs on Wall Street. That's how we celebrate, milk and cookies. Yield on the 10-year Treasury up 1 basis point at 2.41%. Oil up 81 cents at $53.81 per barrel. Gold up $5.70 at $12.34.50 per ounce. In business news today, Reckitt Benckiser has agreed to buy Mead Johnson Nutrition for $90 a share. Works out to $16.6 billion, taking the UK Consumer Products Group into the infant food market, including debt, the deal valued at $17.9 billion. The transaction expected to add to Reckitt's per-share earnings in the first full year. Blackstone has agreed to acquire insurance broker Aon's employee benefits outsourcing unit, $4.3 billion in cash, giving Blackstone ownership of a business that processes work benefits for about 15% of the U.S. population. Also allows Aon to exit the capital-intensive business, allowing it to invest in growth areas beyond its core insurance brokerage operations. University of Michigan preliminary February Consumer Sentiment Index fell to 95.7 from January's final reading of 98.5. The most marked decline was in a forward-looking part of the survey, down 5.1% from January. Oil rallying on OPEC news. West Texas Intermediate crude higher after data released by the International Energy Agency showed a record high 90% compliance to the OPEC output deal in the first month. The IEA, which advises industrial nations on energy policy, said that if current compliance levels are maintained, the global oil stocks overhang that's weighed on prices should fall by about 600,000 barrels per day in the next 6 months. But this may be as good as it gets for OPEC. Participation in production cuts has been uneven among OPEC members, with Saudi Arabia shouldering the cuts to compensate for other countries which continue to pump, a situation that won't continue indefinitely. Labor Department says import prices increased 0.4% last month after an upwardly revised 0.5% rise in December. In the 12 months through January, import prices jumped 3.7%, largest gain since February 2012, after advancing 2% in December. Import prices rising as firming global demand lifts prices for oil and other commodities, but the spillover to a broader increase in inflation is being limited by dollar strength. Prices for imported fuels increased 5.8% last month. Import prices, excluding fuels, fell 0.2%. The report also showed export prices edged up 0.1% in January. Iron ore futures surged past $100 a ton. Spot ore rose to $83.84 a dry ton. It's the highest level since October 2014. The rise came after official data showed that China's exports were up 7.9% from a year earlier in dollar terms, leaving the country with a trade surplus of $51.4 billion. In a shift, President Trump agreed to honor the One China policy during a phone call with China's leader Xi Jinping. Trump angered Beijing in December by talking to the president of Taiwan and saying that the United States did not have to stick to the One China policy. Trump held a news conference today with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe at the White House. The U.S. and Japan account for nearly a third of the global economy. Trade in goods and services between the world's number one and number three economies was worth nearly $268 billion in 2015. Trump vowed that the currencies of the U.S., China, and Japan would soon be on a level playing field. Trump did not explain how the three countries would reach a level playing field or what he meant exactly by the phrase. Trump also said he will make a fresh policy announcement next week in response to the court ruling blocking his travel ban. Again, no details. $21.6 billion. Well, that's how much an internal Department of Homeland Security report says Trump's wall along the U.S.-Mexico border would cost. The report's estimated price tag, much higher than a $12 billion figure cited by Trump during his campaign and the $15 billion estimate from top Republican leaders in Congress. Meanwhile, the European Union is struggling with a familiar problem, Greece. The country could soon run out of cash and would not be able to make crucial debt repayments. Greece is currently on a third bailout program worth 86 billion euros, or $92 billion. That bailout program still has more than a year to go, but the IMF is worried that Greece's debt is not sustainable. If, indeed, European creditors recognize next week that Greece has completed all the agreed measurements for the second bailout review, then this would pave the way for new disbursements. With fresh funds, Greece should be in condition to meet deadline payments next summer and avoid a financial collapse. But the view among creditors is that such a deal next week is unlikely. Even as Greece has shown some economic growth, 0.4% last year, with 2.7% forecast for 2017, and the Greeks have managed to build a small budget surplus. The Greeks' debt load continues to increase. Yields on government bonds have climbed into double digits, and debt has increased to an expected 183% of the country's total economy from 159%. Main reason is that the Greeks are not eligible to participate in the European Central Bank's quantitative easing program, and right now the ECB is the only buyer of euro bonds, so the Greeks have to pay a lot to service their debt. The IMF weighed in this week, publishing its analysis of the challenges to the Greek economy. The IMF says that in addition to needed reforms, European governments need to provide debt relief to Greece. The IMF analysis is that Greece represents a real problem without debt relief. Euro creditors believe they can present a unified front to break the deadlock. Eurozone governments, especially Germany, are opposed to debt relief. Now today, Greece's creditors called for more reforms in the form of more austerity measures. The additional austerity dose would hardly be accepted by the government led by Alexis Tsipras. The left-wing Greek leader promised not to impose further cuts or tax raises after almost 7 years of painful measures adopted in exchange for the lender's money. The Greeks have also opposed further pension adjustments, as it has adopted 11 cuts since 2010. There is a possibility of snap elections, which would add a new layer of uncertainty. And if things go wrong with Greece, Italy looks to be next in line, with the second highest debt burden among Eurozone nations, plus a dangerously weakened banking system. The Greek debt crisis seems like the never-ending economic story, but that doesn't mean the problem has been resolved. It doesn't mean there is an imminent collapse, but consider this. Germany has been repatriating its gold. Germany has been bringing gold home from New York and Paris since 2013. So far, 642 tons has been transferred. They just expedited a transfer of 330 tons stored in the New York Federal Reserve. They still have about 100 tons in a vault in Paris, so why the rush? German Central Bank says it is bringing the gold home to help build public trust and confidence. Sears Holdings reported a 10.3% drop in comparable store sales for the holiday quarter and said it would cut debt and pension obligations by at least $1.5 billion this year. Sears also announced a new plan to cut costs by at least $1 billion in 2017 by reducing overhead, improving merchandise at its stores, and through better inventory management. For many liquors, aging is the key to their distinct flavors. Brandy is no exception, with top-shelf labels spending years in casks. But chemists think they've discovered a shortcut, ultrasound. Spanish researchers blasted ultrasound through a barrel of brandy for 3 days. The results pretty close to up to 2 years of aging. Now, if they can just figure out a way to reverse the aging process. Still, this is something to keep in mind as we head into the weekend. If you're really clever, you can get a lot done in just a couple of days. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 96 at 20,269. S&P 500 up 8 at 2,316. NASDAQ Composite up 18 at 5,734. Record high closes. It's a hat trick. Follow along at moneyradio.com and the daily blog, eatthebankers.com.